Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many remember when Saul was on the road to Damascus? You remember that? He saw that bright light and he heard the Lord. What did the Lord say to him? Saul, Saul, why are you bothering my Christians? What did he say? Why are you persecuting me? And what did he say? Who are you, Lord? He's thinking, didn't Jesus say that in that day, many would say, you know, he'd say, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. And I was sick and you didn't minister to me or didn't visit me. And they'll say, Lord, when did we see you? We never saw, Lord, if I'd have known you'd want a drink of water, oh dear Lord, I'd have crossed the desert to give you a drink of water. What did he say? Inasmuch as you didn't do it for the least of these, my brethren, you didn't do it for me. Oh friend. If the full revelation of this comes up in us, how we will treat each other.
Amen.
I said, how we will treat each other. How we will respect God's chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Those who are speaking, he's using to speak through. And those he's using to lead through. And then all of every brother and sister. He said, you give a cup of cold water. In fact, let's read that in closing. Matthew 10. Lying to somebody is about as disrespectful as you could get, isn't it? You're trying to use your relationship with them and the trust and confidence that they have in you. You're trying to abuse that to deceive them. It's a traitorous thing. So it's a wicked, it's a devilish, betraying thing. Let me go a little bit further with it. I'm talking about two people who know each other, who have a relationship, have some history. And one of them looks at the other one and tells them a lie. And the person looks back and says, really? It doesn't sound right, doesn't seem right, but they're looking at this person. And they go, yeah, I'm telling you. Now you're telling me right? Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I understand how devilish that is. Because their heart's telling them, no, it ain't right. And they're looking at you and go, yeah, but you know, we have this relationship and they wouldn't just stand here and lie to me. You lying to me lying to you, God forbid, is a serious thing. But how many understand lying to God? Looking in the face of the Almighty. For one thing, it's absolutely stupid. God is going to know. Right? But why would they do it? Because they didn't see themselves lying to God. They're talking, they're looking at people. I know I was, now this hadn't happened a lot, thank God. I mean, Phyllis and I have done quite a bit of traveling and just, 99.75% of the time, it's just been wonderful and great and good. There have been a couple of things that didn't go right. I was in a meeting one time, and for half the service, word of knowledge, powerful. Phyllis and myself, and word of wisdom, gifts of the Spirit, knowing things supernaturally and ministering to people by it. And that was the last service of the meeting, and we ended up, and they were taking us to the airport. And the fellow reached over and handed me the envelope. And he said, I'm sorry, Brother Keith. He said, the offerings just weren't very good. Well, the same Holy Ghost that had been moving through us in the service, he hadn't gone anywhere.
Right.
He's right there. And they believe that we're being used and know things supernatural in the service. But some way or another now, you know, we wouldn't know. Holy Ghost says, the offerings were very good. That's what he said to me. The offerings were very good. I said, what'd you do? Nothing. But I had rather the man had hit me in the face with his fist. At least that's honest. Did you hear me? Because it's, how do you get past some of these things? I mean, now there's something there. You understand what I'm talking about? I mean, I love them. But they've endeavored to betray confidence. And the more serious thing is, they didn't just lie to me. Did you hear me? That kind of thing has happened too many times. Now let's just tell the truth. Amen. Tell the truth. Be honest. Be strong. Be a man. Be a woman. Tell the truth. Amen. Right? I tell my guys that help me, you know, if you blow it, bad. If you drop kick the computer and you run over my dog or you wrecked the car, you burnt the house down. You know, we may not be happy about it, but at least let's deal with it. Come and say, I run over your dog, Brother Keith. I wrecked your car. We can deal with that. I said, we can deal with that. God will help us. He'll give us another dog and another car. Amen. But don't lie. I said, don't lie. Lest you wind up lying to God. In Matthew 10, Jesus said this, and I saw this traveling with Brother Hagin. In Matthew, the 10th chapter. Matthew's in the New Testament, right? Matthew 10, verse 40. Matthew 10, 40. Jesus is talking about respecting. And in verse 40, he says, he that receives you receives me. Is that true? I mean, it's, you got red letters in some of your Bibles? And if not, you know it's Jesus talking.
Yep.
Did he say, he that receives you, the one, my disciples, the ones I'm sending, the ones I've chosen, receives me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet or as a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. I would say it like this. Anointing. The anointing is what produces the deliverances and the freedom and the results. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever will give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple. Why? Because they are mine, because they represent me. Verily I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. If we desire a greater manifestation of the Holy Ghost, we must come to a greater appreciation of him and a greater respect and reverence for him. I know Brother Kenneth Hagin, who's recently gone home to be with the Lord, we had the privilege of traveling with them some, and we went to numerous places where people received him in the name of a teacher. Well, he was a teacher, is a teacher, but more than a teacher. In fact, the Lord taught him and corrected him at one point in his life about not putting the teaching ministry ahead of the prophet's ministry.
Amen.
This says, if you receive a prophet, how? We saw it. When people received him as a teacher, they got a teacher's reward. They got that level and that aspect of the moving of the Spirit. They were talking about the moving of the Spirit. But there were other places that the pastors would teach and preach on the prophet's ministry and that kind of ministry for months before we got there. And we'd be there and he'd take a text and just like that start operating in that office. I mean, first night. Why? Because of the level of respect. And it wasn't just respect for the man. It's respect for the God who called the man and anointed the man. It's respect for the anointing. It's respect for the Holy Spirit. Do you hear now?
Yes.
We must be enlightened to these things and we must receive them and cherish them. And when somebody gets up and says that me or whoever else it is, whoever God happens to be using at the minute, but if God's using them and the anointing is there and the word is open to, we go, oh, the word, oh, the word, oh, the anointing. Amen. And just look past people and see the call of God. See the anointing of God. See the word of God. See the ministry and respect.
Amen.
Everybody say respect.
Respect.
I don't care if it's you sitting across the table from somebody at lunch here in a few minutes. You have the Holy Ghost in you. They have the Holy Ghost in them. Respect the Holy Ghost in yourself. Amen. Respect the Holy Ghost in your brother, in your wife, in your husband. How many understand the gifts of the Spirit are supposed to be operating at home? Manifestations of the Holy Ghost, anointing, are supposed to be operating between husbands and wives and between parents and children and on the job. This is not just a church thing, a service thing. The Holy Ghost is with you all the time. If we look to Him, if we respect Him, if we reverence Him, if we learn to know Him well enough when He starts talking, I don't care if you're checking out at the grocery store. How many understand God? The Holy Ghost can use people that don't even know Him. He can speak through a donkey. We ought to know the Holy Ghost well enough that if God starts talking to us through somebody at an unexpected place, we go, wait up. Now that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy. You don't have to make a scene. You don't have to go up, ta-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody listen. Now this is the Holy Ghost. That's how you'll get run out of places. And most of the time, that's not necessary. A lot of times, it's you should know. It's for you, so you should be aware and learn to discern the difference between when it's just somebody talking and then there's something more than just them talking. And you go, wait up. But now that's the Holy Ghost. And respect. Everybody say respect. Respect. Reverence. And you watch it, friend. The more you and I, we got some other things we're not getting to today. We will get back on it as soon as the Lord lets us. But you and I are going to come up. Amen. And we're going to come up in awareness of Him. Amen. And reverence of Him. Amen. Amen. Until the Holy Ghost is going to find us easy to work with. He's going to, the Holy Ghost to come in here on Sunday morning. Whoo, fill this place up. Amen. And He'll start to go this way and we'll know that's Him. So we'll go this way. He'll start to go that way. We'll know that's Him. So we'll go this way. We'll know when to jump, run and laugh. We'll know when to put our nose in the floor and go, the Lord, He is God. Amen. We'll know when to shout. We'll know when to cry. Yes. We'll know when to be quiet. Yes. We won't learn all this overnight, but He's our teacher. Amen. I said, He's our teacher. Yes. He is teaching us, and He will. If you'll receive. How many will receive and say, I want to be taught. I want to learn. Stand on your feet. Lift up your hands.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1026. That's R1026, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.